Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to the Hagman Report. It is Wednesday, the 16th day of October, 2024. I want to welcome you to today's broadcast. Got a lot going on in this episode. Got a lot of information to impart with you. There is a danger, a very real danger. And again, I want to sound the alarm bells. I know that this is like a five alarm fire, because it is what is ahead is going to be extremely destructive to our country, to your family, to our families. I don't want to sound overly wrought by this, or overly I don't want to sound like I'm overstating the threat, but there is a threat, and we'll explain it. Randy Taylor is with me, and we're going to explain what the threat is and where it's coming from. And really, it's coming from all directions, from inside the country and from outside of the country. It is going to manifest itself really beginning, I would say, now through the swearing in of the winner of the election, and then even beyond that. But that depends, the type of chaos and destruction is going to depend on who that person is. Before I get to the show, I want to welcome folks to healthwithdoug.com. That's healthwithdoug.com. You know, countless Americans, and I've got to say this, I've just started taking collagen recently, like, you know, within the last, I don't know. When I say recently, it seems like yesterday. It's probably been 3-4 months. But countless Americans are going to waste time, energy, and money this year trying to reduce wrinkles and the skin. Man, I'm going to tell you, my skin was really weird. I don't know how to describe it, but it would bruise easy. It would, like when I got my tan, you know, when I'm sitting in the sun, it just kind of wrinkled up and crinkled up and looked like crepe paper, you know? But Eric the Tech is saying, yeah. Look, many Americans, they're trying to, again, reduce wrinkles, but they're missing the real problem, which is the decrease in natural collagen reserves. Now, let me just explain briefly here. Scientists found that after the age of 20, your body produces about 12% less collagen each decade. If you experience an excess of sagging skin, wrinkles for your age, you may be collagen deficient. It's simple as that. Plus, knowing you should supplement collagen isn't enough. You've got to use the right types. The quality sourced collagen to have the best chances of reducing the appearance of aging. Now, I don't care if I look old, but I do care about the quality of my skin, because that skin's your biggest organ, right? And it's kind of important. God put it there for a reason, to hold all your stuff in. Excuse me. Which is why I use this amazing new collagen mixture to revitalize and rejuvenate my skin. And unlike typical collagen supplements that are found on store shelves, this is highly effective because it combines the top critically important types of collagen for skin health. It's formulated to help reduce visible signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote a youthful glow. As Eric the Tech said this morning, boy, you're glowing youthfully. Yeah. Promote elasticity and promote skin hydration, which I found was really important. If you want to do your skin a favor, get it today. Well, it's 51% off only at healthwithdoug.com. Plus, if you consider, or if you order today, you'll get a free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life. It's a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. I got this because I like books and ebooks, whatever. I like the information. Tremendous amount of information in that, as well as a 60-day satisfaction guarantee and free shipping. Once again, that's healthwithdoug.com, or simply click at the link in the description box below this video. That's, again, healthwithdoug.com. Thank you so much. All right. RT, let's bring you on. How are you today, sir?
I'm pretty good. It's hump day. I'm halfway there.
Hey, you and I are almost twins. Casual Wednesday, I can see. Casual attire.
And so people know I don't do that to be sloppy or disrespect. I have arthritis so bad I can't tie a tie.
I get that.
So we're lucky to get it. We're lucky to button up a shirt most days.
I get that. I'm telling you.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do. I spent the majority of my time last night into the day in my office. I was doing a lot of work. We have a lot of irons in the fire, and I want to thank those people who have given to the Hurricane Helene Fund. That just so people know, and I'm not going to name you, but I want to acknowledge the generosity of people who have sent, who have trusted this platform. And that's a big thing. You trust this platform to make sure that money, if it's marked for Hurricane or Helene, it goes directly from here. Of course, if a check is made out to our platform, we cash it. And then we automatically deposit that money after the check is cashed and once it clears into the relief fund. And that money goes from that fund, to the people that are on the ground helping. They don't take a cut. It goes to fuel. It goes
100%.
Yeah. So yep. I mean, otherwise I would, I can't imagine doing it any other way. Like, people getting cuts and stuff like that. That doesn't happen. It goes directly to the necessities of the hurricane.
I understand to a point, but not what I see with the Red Cross and all. I know what it takes to run a business as far as overhead. Doug knows what it takes to run a business as far as overhead. Those guys have the numbers switched around.
Indeed.
You know what I mean? When you're running 60 and 65% overhead, you're doing something wrong.
You're doing a hell of a lot wrong. And I think there's a lot of greed there and a lot of graft. But what we do is send it right directly to there are two churches we are working with, and we know them personally. We know the people on the ground personally. And we've actually seen, in one case, I've seen the audit statements from the church, all the money. I mean, 100% of the donations go directly to the victims or fuel. I mean, you can look right at their bank account statement. Okay, I'm not going to name where the fuel is, but fuel for a helicopter. It's all right there, and it matches to what.
And the point is, they're willing to show it. That's the point.
Yeah,
they're willing to show it
if you ever ask. Yeah, and it's just like saving the children. I mean, I know, for example, I know Save Them and Shatter Ops. They run on a very thin budget, but I'll tell you what, they'll make sure somebody is saved before they get the money. Anyway, but I want to thank everyone who's done that. We've got a couple of very generous checks in the mail only for that, saying this is for the hurricane victims, what you're doing, and they trust us to get it there. And thank you for trusting us. But we do. I mean, the second we get it, bang, into the bank, clears, goes to the victims. So, goes to the church and then to the victims, but it's directly helps them. So there's one thing that I've been watching a number of people. I'm going to start this off with a warning, because this cut one is a warning. You better pay attention, folks, to who you listen to and who you watch. This is a 13-second video clip, and I want you to watch this, and then on the other side, you and I are going to talk about this, because Eric the Tech knows, I know, some really odd things happening in the alternative media sphere. Go ahead and play cut one in the show notes at HagmanPI.com, by the way, HagmanPI.com in the show notes, cut one. Oh. All right, we're missing Eric the Tech. We're missing Eric the Tech. Wow. Okay. No, he did have to. He did have to do something. Well, when he comes back to his broadcast station, we'll give you that cut. But there are podcasters, there are influencers in social media, in the podcasting sphere, that are being paid by the opposition.
The other team.
Yeah, by the other team. Okay. And they're taking the money and they're acting like they're not getting paid. Okay. They're acting like they're doing this out of their own cognitive senses or whatever the case might be.
Out of the kindness of their liberal heart.
Oh, yeah. But you know, yeah. And folks, please understand, there are people out there who are making a crap ton of money doing this. And it ain't us. I can tell you that.
No.
So be careful who you listen to. And cut one will illustrate what I'm talking about. 13 seconds, cut one. You okay? Everything all right?
I know. They're certainly not offering me anything. I'm so shadow banned. It's not even funny.
Isn't? By the way, and that's another thing. When you look at the I'm just saying, when you look, people say Twitter is, or X is, you know, hey, it's 100% okay.
He still has old staff there.
He does. And I've been asked through private messages, although I miss a lot of private messages because I've been getting a lot of, hey, you know, look at my pictures, private messages. So I don't check them regularly, but.
Yeah, I've had some Jim Dandies show up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, some nights you'd think you were downtown in New York City or something because it's like a porn fiesta. And seriously, and I'm embarrassed. I hope like my daughter isn't in the room.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, there's crazy stuff just suddenly shows up in your timeline.
Yeah,
and I have almost 600 of those sites blocked. Almost 600.
Yeah, I've got a lot.
That's
of
a lot
blocked too. And
it's nuts, man.
Yeah, if I see anything that is visually objectionable, I will block them because even if they're legitimate, you've got to question their sensibilities. But anyway, this is cut one, 13 seconds. We're going to try this for a third time. Here we go.
Why do you allow them to call you the border czar when that's not even your that wasn't
no,
your
I'm
role.
Not giving him permission for that.
Oh, you're right. But I mean, you don't push back on it because that wasn't your role. What
fact checkers have made that clear.
So, okay, the name Charlemagne the God aside, the blasphemous, apparently blasphemous in my view anyway, what seems blasphemous. Now this guy, I'm sure he's a great guy. I'm sure he's just got a great podcast. I've never listened to it, but he had Commie Cammy on and seriously saying, well, you were never titled the Border Czar. You were never titled the Border Czar. Now, in the real world of the alternate media, which we've been here for, I don't know, over a dozen years. I can say
we'll see you as a border czar, Doug.
you're getting to be like Eric the Tech. But here's the thing. Did he really say that without any external pressure, influence, or even profit?
There's a lot of money flowing.
Yeah. So given the fact that we've been doing this well over a dozen years, you got to question whether some of these people are getting paid because their meteoric rise. Where did they come from? I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about some others mm-hmm. out there, and maybe it's organic. Their popularity is organic. In many cases, it's not. But to that particular 13-second hit where he's saying, well, they never, you know, you're not a border czar. I don't know why. And she said, yeah, I never gave him permission to call me a border czar. Okay. Now let's do some fact checking. Well, somebody else did I'm not going to take credit for someone else's work. You can click on the link at HagmanPI.com in the program box. And
she's more like the border bazaar.
The border bazaar. That's a good phrase.
In fact, I'll do a meme about that later.
Do that and follow
Randy. I love my memes. Yeah.
Like when I
did the white dudes for Kamala Harris and I put Karl Marx on there.
There you go. That's right.
I get blocked all the time.
Why did they go to
white dudes? That's what I was hammering Harris every time she'd come on. I was like, why do you have to drag race into this?
That's their thing
for Kamala Harris. I know, but I want to throw it in her face.
And
you know,
you should.
If we can turn one voter, I'll take that voter.
We're going to have to turn a hell of a lot of voters. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, but you know what? There's people doing a good job. That one, there's a kid on there on Twitter called the Resistance.
Scott Pressler.
You know him.
Yeah, he's
working his ass off.
Yep.
In Pennsylvania, turning counties for Trump. And if you had about 10 of those guys in every state, there wouldn't be 55 ballots cast for Harris. This kid's good.
He's extremely good.
Relentless.
And he's fighting a machine, though. That's the thing. But let's fact check. Or this person, again, I apologize. I did not write down the name of this account. Let's fact check Charlemagne the God and Commie Cammy. Let's fact check them through this video montage. It's about 2.5 minutes long, roughly. Here it is. This is cut two. And watch this, and then RTU comment on the other side. Cut two.
There's about five other major things she's handling, but I've asked her, the VP today, because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle. And the countries that help us, we're going to need help in stemming the movement of so many folks, stemming the migration to our southern border. But the vice president's agreed, among the multiple other things that have her meeting, and I appreciate it, agreed to lead our diplomatic effort and work with those nations to accept the returnees and enhance migration enforcement at their borders. We're already talking with Mexico about that. She's already done that. We're going to be dealing with a full team now that we have to be able to deal with the problem here at home, but also to deal with it now in terms of in country. And I can think of nobody who's better qualified to do this than this is a woman who ran the second largest attorney general's office in America after the United States attorney general in the state of California, and has done a great deal of promoting human rights, but also fighting organized crime in the process. So it's not her full responsibility and job, but she's leading the effort, because I think the best thing to do is to put someone who, when he or she speaks, they don't have to wonder about, is that where the president is? When she speaks for me, doesn't have to check with me. She knows what she's doing, and I hope we can move this along. So, Madam Vice President, thank you. I gave you a tough job, and you're smiling, but there's no one better capable of trying to organize this.
Well, thank you, Mr. President, and for having the confidence in me. And there's no question that it's a challenging situation. As the President has said, there are many factors that lead President to leave these countries. And while we are clear that people should not come to the border now, we also understand that we will enforce the law, and that we also, because we can chew gum and walk at the same time, must address the root causes that cause people to make the trek, as the President has described, to come here. Needless to say, the work will not be easy, but it is important work. It is work that we demand, and the people of our countries, I believe, need to help stem the tide that we have seen.
My apologies. That was cut two. That was the initiation of Commie Cammy as the borders are per.
And if you watch that, if you watch that one again, if you watch that one again, you'll notice it was cut and spliced at one point there. After she said an initial three or four sentences,
yeah,
there's a splice there, so she said something stupid.
Well, per usual. Now, I did try to find, and I caught that too, and I tried to find the entire meeting, the video of the meeting. I couldn't find it, nor could
I. You can tell there's splice because the photo actually jumps.
Yeah, it did. Now, initially, when I first saw that, I thought maybe it was a something with the uploading or compression or something, but no,
it's cut. They're covering for her again.
Okay. Now, real quick, this is what I wanted you to comment on, folks. Again, the duplicity. Well, it's not even, well, it's complicity, more than duplicity, but it's both, but it's also the fact that the media is not our friend and we have a problem with the media. So this is how the media is treating anyone who would call her border czar with the receipts attached. So one will define her as the border czar. Another says she's never the border czar, or flip that around either way. But the media, no matter how much you hate them, I'm telling you, it's not enough. They are part of, they're the stenographers of the globalists and of the communists here in this country. So real quick, cut three, and then on the other side, RT, your comments. Here it is.
Quote, unquote, border czar. Vice President Harris was not a border czar.
Meantime, Vice President and border czar Kamala Harris facing some backlash.
What he said about Harris and immigration was not true. She was never appointed border czar.
And this will be her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border region since she was appointed as the border czar by President Biden.
People are going to have to counter the misinformation. You already hear folks talking about the border czar. She wasn't the border czar.
President Biden tapped Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, to be the border czar.
Now, she wasn't the border czar. That's what Republicans labeled her.
They were very critical of Kamala Harris, especially in her role as border czar.
Now what she's up against is folks lying about her border record, calling her a border czar.
Kamala Harris, who was appointed as the border czar.
The Biden team didn't declare her the border czar. They wanted her to work on kind of the root causes of immigration.
There has been so much criticism against Kamala Harris. You know, she was the border czar.
Calling her sort of the border czar, which wasn't necessarily the case.
So the border, if they weren't planning to address it in a major way, do not make her your border czar. She met with some of the Northern Triangle countries, but nothing has effectively changed.
RT, your thoughts on, and folks, your thoughts on that, but RT, your thoughts.
That's par for the course.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything shocking there. It's like when they line up, you'll see little cuts on splice. They used to do it. They had like 50 news stations on there, different times, and they could cue it, and they'd all be saying exactly the same thing at the same time. Word for word. They're giving their scripts.
Yeah.
This has been one of the biggest mental mind programming operations ever. Probably the biggest ever is the United States operations against the people as far as mind control. Face it. If you're sitting there with PNN playing in the background, you are a victim of mind control. I'm not kidding. I'm not just making that up. Stop and think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Stop and think about it. If you have something repetitive, and this has been proven, if you have something repetitive playing, your subconscious is picking that up and logging it.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's what CNN, remember CNN came in with that 24-hour news cycle. That's one of the things that was when things really got hot and heavy, and George Bush Sr. was very active during these times. Okay? CIA was his little toy, and that man was in love with having a new world order. It's here. And they're gonna kill us. Seriously, it's gonna be the point you comply or die.
And a big part of this, people will ask when this began, and look, this began post World War II. I would argue during World War. It's been around since for the better part of a century in terms of the propaganda by the media. You know, people think
and the UN getting together, being formed. All these people thinking they were going to strive for one, just one direction, And because if you stop and think, what has the UN ever done to help humanity? And just stop and think about that. Email me an answer. RT@HagmanPI.com, please. I challenge you. I'm challenging you. Name one thing the United Nations has done that helped humanity. Remember, we're pulling all humanity together. It's a new world order, you know, 1,000 lights. Name one thing. That should have been disbanded years ago. And when Donald Trump gets in office, I would like to see the UN abandoned, kicked out of U.S., at least kicked off U.S. soil. That'd be a great place, in my opinion, for a veterans hospital.
Yeah.
Yep.
But now we can do a deep dive, and folks, you can do your own research. This goes back to the Smith-Mundt Act. That was a post-World War II public law. But Obama, during his first term, and then more in the second term, revised that to allow propaganda. And people will fact check this and say, oh, that's not true because Google and Wikipedia says it. Oh, but man, it is, you're right. It is true. The Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2013, and then there was another one in National Defense Authorization Act in 2017 built into that. The facts are there where the deep state and the military industrial complex, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the Black Rocks and Vanguards who are pressing all of this and behind much of it, I believe it's my personal opinion based on my investigative research that the American public is being deceived by the corporate media, which is by the communist corporate media, which I believe is part of this now. I mean, it is, mm-hmm. is a big part of this now. The media side.
And don't differentiate. Don't push Fox or put it in a special category.
No, right? No. And
got a lot of bad guys there. Paul Ryan is in the background there somewhere.
Oh, hell yeah.
And yes. You also, that Brett Baer.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that looks like Alfred E. Newman from the Mad Magazine. That's what I always think of when I see Brett Baer. Alfred E. Newman.
Well, Brett Baer tonight is going to be interviewing Cammy,
yep.
Right?
So yep. Yeah.
I wonder to what extent he's going to show up. Is this going to be a softball interview like everything else? And Fox is.
Yeah, this is so far it's been flowers and puppy dogs with her.
Oh, yeah.
They don't, you know, she, and when they do ask her, you know, how are you going to do that? Then she just turns into this word salad and it's blah, 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 blah. And by the time she comes full circle with it, you almost forget what your own question was. You know, she's full of shit. It's, I don't know how else to put it. That's shit. She's just full of it. It's just running out of her.
You know, I'm extremely concerned about what's going to be happening. And I know you are too, really from here now through January. I believe that in a free and fair type of an election, I believe that Donald Trump would prevail. However, yep. There's no way they're going to let him take power. Now, that's my belief. They're going to try. As I mentioned yesterday, citing the electoral college and different scenarios with that, you know, January 6th, the electors meet, and obviously there's already talk by Jamie Raskin leading the effort that under the 14th Amendment, Section 3, they're going to declare President Trump, or they're going to try to, depending on the time and if they can, declare Trump an insurrectionist and attempt to disqualify him. And yesterday I mentioned the elections of 1800, 1824, and 1876, channeling Jim Rickards, by the way, who has got like his finger on the pulse of all this. But the House may end up choosing the president, and it wouldn't be necessary. It wouldn't be President Trump if he's declared ineligible. And think about the what would that would cause. But then you've got really the only person, Communist Cammy, there left to left viable. Now, one might argue, and rightfully so, J.D. Vance, but there are also ways to disqualify the ticket. Although, again, now I'm really trying to simplify a very complex issue. Again, the 14th Amendment, the House would decide who the president is. You had also the 12th Amendment in the top three in the electoral vote process. The House votes by state delegation would elect or would elect that from the top three of the vote getters. So, you know,
if they do that, Washington D.C. would be they'll be overrun. They put all the snipers on the roofs they want. They can call in the National Guard. The United States of America government will be overrun. Believe it.
Well, they thought, you know, January 6th of 2021 was an insurrection. I have a feeling if they do try that, watch out. You're going to see a real insurrection.
Look at it about 10 times the numbers, and they would be armed. I'm telling you. And they're talking about the military has been given authorization to fire on civilians. The U.S. military has.
Isn't that interesting timing? You know?
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. So I expect to see. That'll be our big clue as to whether they're going to pull something in the houses or not. It all depends when they do it. I don't know. I think that Trump will win, and I think Jesus said that they'll absolutely try and stop him. But they have no idea what they would get hit with.
Well, okay.
That's just observations, man. We talk to a lot of people. We see a lot of people. I do a lot of reading.
But who are the real chat
rooms and
who?
They're busy right now.
Right.
That's the insurrectionist. This is a stealth jihad with white people.
There you go. They are the insurrectionists. Well, again, yes,
They have been.
Yes. They have been since day one. You had that sham J6 committee. You've got Steve Bannon in prison.
You've had multiple coups. I mean, Trump, it was a coup against Trump.
Yeah.
It was also a coup against Biden. You don't want to recognize that for what it was. There wasn't a single primary vote for this black chick. Not a single vote for her.
Yeah.
Do you recall hearing about it?
No.
We just appoint who we're going to want. We'll just... whoever we think should be there. Really? And then you're the ones crying about democracy? Really? In your democracy, it's a republic, but you're always whining. You know, they're always whining. Our democracy. Donald Trump is a threat to our democracy.
You know, okay, I'm going to pull this in, and this is rife for discussion. Excuse me. This is Natalie Winters. I really think a lot of her as a young lady. You know, she's younger than my youngest daughter. I mean, she is, I suppose I could be her grandfather almost. I don't know. But she's like 22 years old, but she's sitting in for Steve Bannon while he's serving out the rest of his sentence, which will end, I think, in 13 days. Just in time.
Well, that's going to be interesting.
That will be. And they're afraid. They're afraid of any information coming out. So afraid. Like you saw the media duplicity with respect to the term borders are, or the phrase borders are. So here's Natalie Winters. And this is a very lengthy clip. So, RT, if you want to pause, or if you want to have this pause at any time, you jump in, and I'll do the same. But what Natalie Winters lays out here with respect to what's taking place right now, the massive election fraud, the media psyops, everything that's going on, she really encapsulates what's going on right now very well. All right. And then at the end, you and I can discuss this, but I think this is probably one of the most important pieces of video I think you're going to see today. And I hope you saw it in its original form. If not, again, HagmanPI.com, click on the link. But RT, afterwards, you can comment on this. This is cut 7 in the show notes. Here it is.
They're linking, right, the hurricane disinformation narrative to election misinformation. And the real tell, how you know they're starting to lay out this whole psyop, is that the way CBS News spun Mayorkas' entire interview, Denver, we can toss the CBS News article up, but they spun it as Homeland Security Secretary says election disinformation is, quote, extremely damaging. Right? There's predictive programming, and then there's an article like that, which is predictive programming to a T. But I want to really get granular how they're already starting to push even more, shall we call it, fear porn throughout the channels that are the mainstream media, particularly the Washington Post. Now, there was a story that they published 2 or 3 days ago. The original headline, which if Denver wants to throw up, was that hurricane recovery officials in North Carolina relocated amid report of a, quote, armed militia emails show. And they, of course, ran balls to the wall with the story, making it seem like MAGA and Trump-affiliated allies were spreading so much disinformation that we were compromising the response of first responders on the ground in North Carolina. But here's the best part. Just a few days later, Denver, let's switch it, they had to update the headline. Now it's just North Carolina authorities arrest armed man after threats against FEMA workers. And here's the best part, the buried lead in the article. While officials had warned about the threat of truckloads of militia potentially targeting relief workers, the sheriff's office did not find evidence for those claims, the very same claims that the Washington Post was running overtime and that MSNBC and their cable TV overlords were also pumping the airwaves full of. Right? They don't actually care to vet these narratives because it works to establish the broader narrative that misinformation is, for lack of a better word, the real pandemic, especially ahead of the election. But the worst part of this story is that aid workers on the ground were actually pulled off the case of helping Americans in North Carolina because of this bogus reporting. Though I guess maybe that's a win-win for the Washington Post, since I don't know, they probably don't really care about rural North Carolinians to begin with. But here's the other interesting thing. We know history repeats itself here in the war room. We also know that they always use their same old tired tricks, which of course is, you guessed it, Russia, 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 Russia. There's new analysis coming out of PolitiFact today saying that, catch this, hurricane misinformation, you can actually trace it back to Russia. And it's so great because they quote essentially they're called think tankers, but all these think tanks are the ones that are funded by, you know, the psychological operations arm of the Pentagon, or in some cases directly funded by the military industrial complex, if not outright the Biden regime itself, right? So you see how all these stories begin to converge to establish the narrative that misinformation is a true threat ahead of the 2024 election, therefore necessitating.
And then drop that down and put RT and I both on the screen. So there's a lot to unpack just there. I stopped it there or paused it there because there's a heck of a lot more after that.
But, yeah, they came up with the armed militia thing simply because she didn't even get close to the disaster area and she was doing a video, you know, being filmed, and she wasn't even close enough to get her shoes dirty.
You're talking
about
60
miles away. Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. I just, again, want to make it clear.
Yeah, she was making because everybody else was concerned with North Carolina, and she was busy hanging out with The View.
Right.
You know, and so she decided, her people decided, well, we better get her down there. And they got her, and she was like 60 miles away from the affected area.
Yeah.
60 miles.
Yeah.
You might as well just stay in D.C.
Yeah, you know? but she was shown, you know, putting toothbrushes or toothpaste in a bag and small. Get the hell out of
Biden.
Here, you know. but here's, okay, so again, in that clip, there was a lot to unpack. Number one, what the media's role is in censoring information that's detrimental to the left while calling us, and Now, Eric, RT, I'm going to ask you this. If I'm on the telephone with somebody on the ground involved in rescue operations, is that, would you call that pretty reliable information?
Yeah, I'd say you can call that dead nuts, yeah.
Okay. And if somebody says, well, hey, show video. Now,
well, that's the thing. Dave, videos are falling off your computer about the harassment, the problems, and the devastation in these areas, yet they will call you a liar on the news. Videos aren't lying.
No, exactly.
And they were harassed. We've seen the videos. We know the helicopters came in and rotor washed these people and destroyed supplies and knocked people over. Lord only knows. I saw slashed tires.
Oh, yeah.
So don't tell me the stuff wasn't going on. And I don't give a damn if it was Antifa, these ass clowns. I don't care. It's wrong. It was wrong.
But who they're doing this at the behest of who in North Carolina?
The same people that cheated in the elections.
Exactly. Thank you.
See, it's the left. It's the left. And globalists. And Lord knows what's going on with these mines. You know the problem with telling the story about the mines? About these mines that...
Lithium mines
or whatever. Yeah. Okay. The thing with it is it's so out there. You'd be like, I can't even make that kind of thing up.
No.
It's so bizarre, so outlandish, you know what I mean, that you almost scratch your head. And this is where, like, if you're trying to convert somebody from the left, pull them over to your side. I tried it with my neighbor, and we were talking about these things, and he's like, man, there's no way that you could get that many people to cooperate and do that. So I said, really?
I tried it with my neighbor, and next thing I know, a hair sign went up in his front yard. So, okay, I get it. Go ahead.
But that's the point. They have this thing like, oh, nobody would do that. No rational. And I'm like, I agree with you. No rational person would do that.
We're
not talking about rational people here. We're talking about desperate people. We're talking about Satan's spawn here.
But okay,
this is a battle of good and evil, man. This isn't just left and right.
You're 100%. But what she said, though, with respect to these so-called militias appearing, no, there was one guy that made a threat or a couple of threats to a FEMA official. And I think that would look, when you are under such pressure, I can almost forgive that. Although, you know, because I've said things out of anger and when I was in a bad place a couple of times where, you know, I could have gotten arrested.
You can't judge a man or a group of men by one action, one comment. And were people tense? Absolutely. But you know what? At the same time, this stuff was going on.
Yep.
Tires were being slashed. Supplies were being stolen. Supplies were being rerouted and never seen again. And no report of where they went. And then it came back through the back channels, okay, from people on the ground.
Exactly.
Okay? Not my next door neighbor, not the guy at 7-Eleven, the people on the ground saying this stuff is being repossessed by FEMA, and FEMA's claiming they're dropping it off because they were taking so much crap for not being there with any supplies. So they started hijacking supplies and going, I'm with FEMA, we've got water.
And sometimes those supplies
have been through disasters. I've been through this kind of crap.
Yeah.
FEMA is useless. FEMA will always be a week late. A week late and definitely a dollar short.
How about a week late and hundreds of billions, you know, in personal profits of certain people? But to that end, I want to reassure people. This platform has been partly responsible for one 53-foot semi truck going down there. And I can assure you 100%, they bypassed any type of FEMA confiscation, and the goods made it to the people intended, the victims that were intended. If we have time, I want to play a video about what really is happening in North Carolina by, I think it's Grindstone Church, but a guy from there. But with
people
this.
People being told not to go in the area,
yes.
That happened.
Oh.
That is true.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. I know that. I've been in these things before. I know what it's like when everything, you can't even drive a quarter mile without an oak tree across the road. I know what that's like. I know. Roofs leaking and logs were thrown through your front windows. I know.
And isn't and I know something that, though, that, yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt, but isn't it something you have the optics of Biden on a beach being questioned about his work for the victims? This is early on for 2 days. And, oh, I was on the phone for 2 hours. Well, get your ass off the beach and get into the office.
I didn't know what storm you were referring to.
Yeah, exactly. That was the other one.
Well, the second storm hadn't hit yet. So when they're talking about disaster relief and on the boots on the ground and all that, they were talking about Helene.
Exactly.
And he's like, I didn't know what storm you were talking about. How about the one that hit?
Yeah. Look, I'm telling you, this is all deliberate.
I just want to shake these people, man.
Well, this to me is number one, this is a land grab. Number two, this has a lot to do with revenge on the red areas of the country. I believe that. And I certainly believe that there is nothing usual about Helene. There's nothing normal about that, nor is there anything normal about the so-called attempted recovery and rescue efforts. Because again, I'm in touch with people, with one person definitely on the ground. They're working the rescue efforts, which have now turned into recovery efforts, not because of the initial devastation, but because of the people who are left to die intentionally by FEMA and by this friggin' this regime that's in power, and by the state, by this, you have no idea.
And they have the resources. You have the resources available to you just with the military bases that are close by. You've got the 101st Airborne right there. You have the 82nd Airborne. Those two divisions alone could get up in those hills and straighten up every problem up there as far as getting food to these people up in the hills. See, that's the problem. You have people who still haven't seen FEMA, and that's no joke. They're so far in the hills. People don't understand these hill people. If you've ever spent any time in these areas, you know there's people that live in the hills. That's just how it is. They've been there for hundreds of years living like that. That's how they choose to live. But they shouldn't be punished or neglected for it.
Exactly.
And I guarantee you, if it was a blue area, the help would be flowing. What is in the states? It's red, yeah, if the blue area, the Democrat area. But there's people up there, the only way you're going to get to them is with a helicopter and maybe some soldiers rappelling in. But you got the best soldiers on the planet, very close by. And they got them, you know, feeding hot meals to people. How about putting them in there at the tough areas? It's good training for them, too. And they're good at what they do.
Man, yeah.
If I was stranded, I'd love to see a squad 82nd Airborne paratroopers coming in.
but you know, they deliberately withheld that help for days, if not more than a week. You're going to have death tolls, and I believe they're going to be undercounted because of
you know, find the bodies.
Thank you. You already have. There were cases of FEMA with cadaver dogs going in and not retrieving bodies. Why? And again, the person I'm dealing with down there, again, I'm not going to identify anyone because of the potential for backlash, but the things that they've seen, and perhaps after this is over, I can get that person on air. You and I can talk to this person, because what he's seen is just beyond the pale with respect to any kind of humanitarian efforts by. And you have that Ali Mayorkas, that treasonous son of a bitch out there buying hammock, you know, underwear to hammock your nutsack at a high-end Gucci store or whatever. All right. And, you know, with a big friggin' smile on his face when he should be down in the mud with the rescuers, or at least coordinating that to getting these people out of danger. And you got Biden on the beach, and you got Harris, I don't know, Harris with Willie Brown. Well, never mind. But Harris not functional. Yet you had Donald Trump down there delivering supplies. And a lot of supplies, which I will say they did get where they needed to go. This is based on my accounts to me. So, but this is not RT. This is not incompetence. This is absolute the murder.
Neglect.
Well, this is murdering people. This is allowing people to die. You know, if you or I came across a person who was, you know, dying, you would render aid to that person. These people walk away or never attend to that. People, at least two, committed suicide while waiting for help that never came.
On your FEMA people, they're not like down at the local Best Western or anything. They're staying at the finest hotels, and they're off at 5 o'clock and gone. This is ridiculous. This is like Doug just said. This is intentional, and it, don't forget it. And I say, don't forgive them.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Don't forgive them. Some of the stuff I've seen, the videos, just make me want to weep. Because I wish I could rappel out of a chopper and get to them.
Well, you know, we got you.
I would, if physically, if I could, I would be there.
And me too, but we got you covered by personnel that are not acting on our behalf. We are assisting them. So we've got you covered there. And again, thank you to the people. I'm not going to mention your name. You didn't give me permission to. One person in particular, a very generous donation for the rescue efforts and the victims. God bless you. All right. But again, the way the media is painting this is, you know, militia groups, we're being set up, folks. We're being set up, and this has everything to do with the election, but this has a bigger plot in the land grab UN issue. But let's continue.
You're going to find out, Doug, that militia groups were in there helping. That's what you're going to find out.
If there were any militia groups, well, I do know.
I'm sure there were. They would be helping and providing protection and keeping looters out of the area. That's what they would be doing.
Yeah. And in fact, they had to run off a group of looters. Believe it or not, I mean, wow.
You don't have to tell me, buddy.
It just blows my mind. We'll continue with video 7, Natalie Winters. This is, again, you've got to really embrace all of this information. Please listen and watch this. By the way, please subscribe to our Rumble page and our Brighteon page. It doesn't cost anything. You just create an account at Rumble and click.
It's easy.
Yeah, it really is. And you don't have to do anything else. And that will help us when we go live in the evenings at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time next week. Hopefully, we're working on a few kinks.
It's the only way you're going to be able to communicate with us. You got to be a member. So if you want to chit chat with us, because that's what we're going to be doing, is responding to conversations
in part
in the comment sections. Yeah, yep. That's going to be one of the features of the show, which I think is fantastic. But it allows you to communicate with us. So take 3-4 minutes. Sign up. Enter your email. Just go there, and a thing will actually pop up and say, "Do you want to be part?" I know I'm Brighteon. It pops right up. Put your email address in there, and then a little bit later, it'll ask you, "Do you want to join?" And have a password. And now you're in. You can communicate with us live. Come on.
But we have some big things planned between now and the election. And again, folks, I can tell you this. If Harris and Walz manage to steal this out from under Trump, I don't see us being on air by the end of spring. I really don't.
No.
Because, in fact, I'm not even sure we won't be in jail because of this malinformation. Accusations are rough.
Please support us. That's all I can say. We got a lot of things we're up to going into this election. You guys know us.
Yep.
All right. You know how we play. All right. We got things going on here.
We need a lot of things going on.
And the folks that are supporting, God bless you. And you're doing it for the right reasons. Like I've always told you, if you can't get out there and fight, everybody has a part. Like, this is Doug and I's part doing this. Eric has his part, what he's doing. But if you want to get into the fight, but you're not physically able to get into the fight, then support those that will fight for you. And that's us, man. Okay?
Yep. You got
we'll
that
fight
right.
For you. We've been fighting for you. Think about it. Every day for years.
Yeah.
And we're not fixing to stop. They physically have to remove us to get us to stop. That's the only way. And you know what? We can if we've got the ability financially to do it, we can go right down to court. We can get injunctions. We can do whatever we have to do. But we've got to keep this show going. Okay? And I definitely want to see Donald Trump put in office. And you guys know this platform and the people in this platform have gone above and beyond in trying to find out who is trying to kill Donald Trump and make suggestions for his protection, things like that. Okay, look, we're trying to do all the right things here. We need your help.
I could not have said that any better.
Let's get a video on here. Get these people. Let's get them pumped up.
All right, and I will say this to what you just said, you folks need to pray for President Trump. They are still attempting to kill him because they know that really the left's campaign is falling apart from within. And people are seeing right through it. You saw with Saturday Night Live last weekend. So many tells. You saw Elmer Fudd with the shotgun, right? What the hell? Tim Walz with the shotgun. Couldn't even load a $2,000 shotgun that he reportedly used all the time. And then him getting on air saying that this is the first time in history, maybe, that Democrat ticket, we're all both of us are gun owners. Well, no, you're not, because back in the 1800s, I won't get into it, but hey, history shows that you're not. As a matter of fact, you are nothing more than a piece of crap, lying piece of crap, because you couldn't even load your own shotgun. One of the easiest weapons to load, aside from a revolver, is a shotgun. And you have trouble doing that. You got a side load and a bottom load. For the love of everything. I mean.
And you're going to kick our ass in a fight.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's got security. He's got the best of security, you know. But pray for Donald Trump, because they're trying to kill him.
They're gone.
Yeah. But anyway, let's continue with video 7, because again, this is packed with a lot of information. It does a great job. Again, this is about the upcoming and the current election fraud, as well as the media psyops. She covered initially the hurricane and the media reporting on that. Everything, everything's going well. Hey, wait a second. Before we get to that, I just want to direct people to don'twastepower.com. Look, I have this little device right here, okay? And you plug this in. You get this at don'twastepower.com, and you plug it in your wall outlet near your circuit breaker, or you get like three. That's what I did. I got three for my house. And then my studio, the studio here, our studio, is a little bit more technically needy. So we got another three specific to the studio, one next to the circuit breaker, one next to Eric's computer, big computer thing, and another just downstream from that. And the bottom line with this, folks, again, don'twastepower.com, that's the place to go. In addition to the cost of energy going up, countless Americans, you know, you're going to see, I'm telling you, you're going to see how bad things really are. If the bottom falls out, and it feels like the bottom's falling out anyway. Recent reports, and I'm talking about this past summer, the U.S. electricity bills set a 10-year record high. And coming this winter, when people need heat, imagine how bad the bills are going to be. And it was so bad during the summer, and it's going to be equally bad during the winter, where many households admit to keeping their houses in unsafe temperature. And winter, summer, doesn't matter. And that's why I lower my energy bills, increase the stabilization of the electricity with this little magical little device. And I absolutely love the cost savings it gives me. Thanks to this device, I can help cut down on my electricity costs, beat the greedy power companies where they do take additional profits, but more importantly, control my costs. That's what keeping more money in my pocket every month. That's what this is about. It's designed to help to lower energy costs. It stops my home and appliances from wasting unnecessary energy, reduces my electrical usage, supports a consistent and safe flow of electricity through my home, my studio, my office, and much more by plugging it into one of my home's wall outlets. Now, you can get one. I suggest you get more than one because the cost savings by more than one, to me, is well worth it. But the cost savings from that first month alone proved to me that this was one of my the best purchases I've ever made. So please visit don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Or just click on the link in the description box below. You'll see it down there. And get the nation's leading way to lower energy bills up to 66% off, depending on where and when you're listening to this. And free express shipping, plus several other bonuses with every order completely for free. That's don'twastepower.com, don'twastepower.com. But let's get back to... this would be video more or the after the pause on cut 7 here. This is Natalie Winters and RT again. Same applies. If you want to stop, pause or whatever, let me know if you got something to say, or I'll do the same. But if not, we'll just let it play through for a little while. Here it is.
Massive election censorship. And just to close the point before we get into the latest on election fraud, which is the true F word in the war room, just to show you how they're saying the quiet part out loud, let's throw that tweet from Carlos Maza up on screen. A self-identified, this is not me using a slur, he calls himself queer scum and a Marxist pig. So naturally, he would have used to have worked at Media Matters. That's also not a joke. He literally did. But he tweeted that free speech was and is an unmitigated disaster. I know it sounds inflammatory, but every piece of evidence points to the fact that we really need aggressive government regulation of free speech platforms. Right? That is the quiet part out loud. So when you see this massive tidal wave of censorship pooling, getting ready to crash, it's quite interesting because just today you have a new ruling, right, coming out of Georgia saying that no matter what, Even in instances of fraud, that the state election board down there has to certify the election results by, I believe, November 11th. In Oregon, you have thousands of non-citizens on the voter rolls, taking it to the extreme where the Secretary of State's office was just caught excluding President Trump from the pamphlets for voter information and the website when it comes to candidates you can vote for. In Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, where Scott Pressler has been working overtime, about 6,000 ballots there had to be resent and nullified because they spelled the name of a Republican candidate in a state-level race incorrectly. Oh, and here's the best part of that story. Do you know who was responsible for that error? A little company we may all know from 2020 that goes by the name of Dominion. And in Carson City, Nevada, they incorrectly labeled a candidate as belonging to the Democratic Party when in reality they didn't. In Syracuse, New York, it's just coming out 2 days ago that a couple hundred ballots were sent to people who didn't even request mail-in ballots. though their euphemistic spin on that was, quote, these voters were not caught by our audit team. Quite interesting. And then, of course, you have the DOJ suing to get non-citizens back and eligible to vote in states like Virginia most recently, but also Alabama. And Washington Post today has a huge, pitiful hit piece on this show, on the Gateway Pundit, for daring to speak out about the overseas vote, saying that we're unpatriotic and trying to deprive military members of their constitutional right to vote. No, 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 no. That's not the issue. It's that people from anywhere can jam ballots into the system, and there's no track record or paper record of, frankly, where they ever lived, if they even ever lived, in the United States. You know, it's shaping up to be, and don't worry, we're going to get to another smoking gun. You know, the Fast and Furious scandal. I'm sure this audience does. Not just because Eric Holder defied a congressional subpoena and walked scot-free, right? They armed cartels, leading to the death of a United States Border Patrol agent. Well, I think what you're seeing now is Fast and Furious 2.0. Instead of arming the cartels with guns and weapons, they're arming non-citizens and, frankly, dead people with ballots to rig the election. And just to put this out here now, I'm going to say the F word, and that's fraud. Take that, Jack Smith. Very curious to me that we're already starting to get some early numbers back from Detroit, from the entire state of Michigan. And guess which two counties or cities, part of it, have the highest return rate of ballots so far? Now, if you were to say, Natalie, well, it's probably not the countries that have the worst track record or performance rating when it comes to city administration or things like murder rates, homicide rates, crime rates. That wouldn't really make a lot of sense. Well, I'd say that's a logical conclusion, but that's not true. Detroit, these ballots were sent out less than, I believe, 2 weeks ago, already has a 40% return rate of absentee ballots, making it the highest city in all of Michigan. Followed, it gets even better, only by Flint, Michigan. Yeah, the place where they can't even get the clean water. You're telling me they're voting at record rates? This should be a 5-alarm fire to everyone. Keep in mind, it was Michigan, the very same state, to bring this back to where we began with the disinformation, that set up essentially the tip line where they wanted you to call the authorities on your neighbors if you shared or spread election misinformation.
Okay, you
right? It couldn't
right
be
there.
Any clearer.
Watch the entire clip. And RT, again, a lot said in that clip. But to me, before we go on, perhaps most egregious, and Eric the Tech, this is in Georgia. And this is not a joke, folks. And radio listeners, I've got to post this because, to me, this is the most disgusting, absolute disgusting display of what the left is, what the left is all about. RT, did you see the picture of Jimmy Carter voting? Check that out. Check that out. Okay, you're telling me Jimmy Carter, who lived, who wanted to live not for his 100th birthday, but to vote for Kamala, and they roll him out like this. Have you no dignity?
No shame. They have no shame, man.
If that was my father-in-law, or my father, I
that
hope
looks like a, that
me.
Looks like a Halloween picture or something. That's ridiculous. It is.
This is a disgusting shit we're up against.
Yeah. And it's going to come from more angles this time. They know that we know they cheated. They know we know. So they're going to have to sharpen the game. They're going to have to throw more in the pot. Things are going to get nutty.
You know, people,
things are going to get things. This election concerns me.
Yep.
I also believe that if we don't get Donald Trump in this the last time, where are we going to get a vote on anything? I don't. These people that are voting for the left have no idea, because, you know, nobody really. They just have no idea what they are enabling when they cast a vote for the left. The World Economic Forum. Nobody really out there, you know what I mean? They've done such a great job of distracting people for so many years that people don't even really grasp what's going on. You know, they were talking about sovereignty. Sovereignty. Really? Sovereignty. And you want to give it away? You've given it away. I mean, these deals they're making with the World Health Organization, the deals they're making with the World Economic Forum, that's our sovereignty right there that they're selling. I'm telling you, the citizens of the United States are in deep trouble. We are. We are in really bad trouble here. And look, we need a landslide with the Trump vote. Yeah, they're going to cheat. Yes, they are. But do not sit at home, be complacent, and let the cheaters just win. Okay? Don't do it. And I've been informed that there's millions and millions and millions and millions of Christians don't plan on voting.
Yeah. And don't vent. Others are saying, well, I can't possibly vote for Trump. Okay, then vote for Commie Cammy then, okay?
Well, that's what they're going to do. And you might as well close the church and sell the property.
Yeah.
These people, if you haven't looked over this last 4 years, they've gone after the churches. They've gone after the population. They've gone after everybody. I mean, they tried to kill you with shots, man. They tried to kill us. They wanted to eliminate. And look how many people died. And they're still coming. It's still coming. It's still coming. And when they're in the administration, it gives them strength. It gives them the power, the ability. It gives them the resources, the money to put these things on us. Ladies and gentlemen, why do I vote for Trump? You know what? Then I'm going to ask you to vote for the lesser of two evils. Vote for Trump. And if you're a Christian and you're saying that, you obviously, one, don't have faith in God. And you're not familiar with your Bible. You need to get in your Bible and you need to read about King Cyrus. C-Y-R-U-S. Write it down. But you need to pay attention. When we say that God can use any man as a vassal for him, the Lord can do it. And he can take a man that's not perfect, which is Donald Trump. And you know what? That's one of the things I like about the guy. He's not perfect. You know what else I don't like? He's not a statesman. He's not a politician. Isn't that why we hired him last time? That's who we want. Look where the politicians are getting us. How's it looking at the grocery store for you? How's that gas pump working out for you? Yeah. How do you like those interest rates on your mortgage and on your truck payments? Ain't it great? Are you loving it? Get these people out of office. So the worst thing you do is vote for Trump, but you get to sit around and reap what's going to be good interest rates, business done correctly, no attacks on Christianity in the United States. Children aren't going to be getting slaughtered at the day they're born. Ladies and gentlemen, pick something. I'm not going to vote. You know how many people have died? Do you know how many of my friends and family have died so you could vote? You say, I'm not going to vote? Well, I'm sorry. I say you're a piece of shit. That's right. You bury some of these people. Yeah. How about you do it? And then when you do, just spit on their grave, because that's what you're doing.
You know,
ladies and gentlemen, I love that. We've been afforded a beautiful opportunity. And just because the candidate isn't perfect, you know what? I'll take Donald Trump on a bad day. Is he a little crass? You know what? Sometimes that's what politics needs, is a little crass. But you know what? These foreign leaders don't screw with the man. Why? Because he doesn't blah, 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 or forget what he was blah, blah, blahing about. And if he tells you, don't hurt an American, don't aim your missiles at us, he knows they're serious. Joe Biden lets Chinese balloons fly right through the country. Doesn't give a damn. Stop and think about the information one Chinese spy balloon will collect on one trip across the United States. I want you to stop and think about that. They've sold their souls to Ukraine and to China. The Bidens have. Yeah. And this Biden and Harris, they're all in the same group. If you're going to tell me that Harris isn't crooked, that's a lie. That is a lie. That's a lie. I got a problem with somebody who's more concerned with statistics than to make sure that the right man's put in prison for something. I got a real problem with that. And if you think about that, if someone can sleep at night because they put somebody in prison, there was exculpatory, I don't know how you say that, evidence that would prove the person was innocent numerous times, and she still worked against him and stuck the wrong man in prison. I want you to think, what kind of person can go home and go to sleep at night after having done that? I want you to stop and think about that. And that's somebody that she looked across the courtroom and looked in the eye and probably saw their wife and their kids sitting there. She didn't give a damn. She rigged it. What do you think she'd do for you who she's never even met? You're not even a stat, man. You're a number on a piece of paper somewhere. You think your life means anything? I know with Donald Trump, my life means something. With her, the only thing my life means is they want to take it.
There you go.
You better get out there and vote. You better get out there and vote. And don't worry, you don't need to take any ID with you. You know what I mean? Don't get there and go, oops, I forgot my wallet, because it doesn't matter. Get out there and vote. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, if there is 265 million votes for Donald Trump, they're going to have a hard time matching that number.
Yeah.
Won't that look cool on paper? You know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? You do it to the point that even with their best cheating, and here's the best part, we have groups that have gotten together and educated poll watchers and people to do nothing but be at polling stations. Yeah, a couple hundred thousand of them. Think about that. Man, we're coming out swinging, baby. Don't let them down. Please, there's too many people that have worked their ass off for the last 3.5 years to make sure this election's going to be right. Do not spit on them. Do not spit on the graves of our fallen. Do not. Because those people fought and died.
Amen to that.
So you could vote. Don't ever forget that. Don't you ever, ever, ever forget that. I've said my piece.
I love it. It's important, and that brings us now to this. You really queued up, I think, where we started. Dan Bongino, I think this was yesterday. Let's see, it was 10:50. Yeah, it was yesterday. So you queued this up nicely. Understand, the left right now is, through predictive programming and through their erroneous talking points saying that election fraud does not exist. Yet we have Merrick Garland as an arm of the left, the communist left, going after states who want to make sure they have got clean voter rolls. It's the same Merrick Garland who's gone after, as you mentioned, the women standing on the sidewalk or men standing on the sidewalk at infanticide, charnel houses, essentially, where babies will be killed, praying there. They go after them, label them as domestic terrorists, along with Christopher Wray and Mayorkas. This is what you're getting.
They go after parents. Yeah, they go after parents that complain because somebody's been waving their penis in their kid's face at school.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so we are fighting, we are up against this massive machine. I mean, election fraud's been going on since the early 1800s in various forms and types and such. 1960 with Nixon and Kennedy in Chicago. Now you've got Detroit in 2024. But it's even worse. It's going on all across the country. But Bongino yesterday, I thought was pretty salient. And I'll play. There's two parts to this. We're going to pause a little bit into this. You've got to listen to what Bongino is saying. You got to listen to the entire program, watch the entire program. But Bongino says something pretty ominous about all of this. And I selected this bit of audio video to, I think he made like 3 points during the program. The title of the program is Are You Prepared for What Is Coming? And that's episode 2350 from 10/15/2024. But watch this. This is going to start about 43 minutes into his hour-long program. Here is cut A from video 5 in the show notes, HagmanPI.com. Here it is.
Here's Raphael Warnock. This is a segment that not a lot of people caught. Some did. Very smart. Raphael Warnock is a far-left radical Democrat senator from Georgia. He's crazy. He went on, was it CNN? And he's already telegraphing their strategy if they lose Georgia. He says one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in an interview about election integrity and isn't challenged at all. That hand counting, which is basically just checking by hand that the tally is accurate from the machine count, which is a double checking mechanism, is somehow going to cause more fraud? You see what he's doing here? If Trump wins Georgia, and Georgia's critical to the Electoral College count, if it's a blowout, it's a blowout. They're going to say, oh no, the people hand counting it interfered in the election and changed the count. Watch. They always, always, always tell you in advance what they're going to do. Watch this.
Before I let you go, I want to ask about something that's happening in Georgia. Democrats are suing the state election board there over a rule change requiring counties to hand count ballots cast at polling places. If this rule remains in place, what do you think the impact will be on the election?
Well, here's what we know from the data. Hand counting ballots doesn't create more accurate results. It actually lowers accuracy.
Only if you're a liberal, meaning you probably have an IQ in the double digits, maybe single, it's possible. Would you believe a statement so absurd on its face that double checking a machine count by hand counting would somehow lead to less and not more accuracy?
All right. Now, we have about 3 more minutes left of that clip, but to his point, why wouldn't you want this double check, the machine count, and then compare it with a hand count? What's the problem with that, RT?
Well, it's obvious because the machine can be programmed. I walk up, slip a flash drive into the machine, maybe flip votes. deny votes, whatever you want it to do, to whatever you programmed on that flash. I had a guy working for me when I had a company that was good enough on computers. He could have done it.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee he could have done it. He could have made George Washington president. Serious. I mean, they know how to do it. It's not like this is difficult. Okay. And that's, see, even with the poll watchers, that's what makes these things hard. I think counting the ballots, again, is a very smart idea. And I say, though, that election night, you give us a number and that the paper ballots are counted, even if it goes after. And then that number is verified to be at 7 o'clock the next morning, whatever. And there better not be a freaking 15,000 count difference.
Well, to what you said, I did volunteer to be a poll watcher pre-show on the day. But then I also I'm enrolled in or signed up for a course on poll challenging, and then with the attorney the attorneys that we have on our side as well. So after the show on election day, I'll return as a poll challenger. Spelling someone who's going to be already there. And
there's going to be some disruptions that night too, Doug.
Absolutely. I know that.
You know, there will be. People are tense. And if they think that they're just going to come in and cheat easily, you got another thing coming.
Well, in some cases, it'll be easy. Yeah. Detroit, Flint, as said earlier.
Maybe, but there's, you know what we're seeing this year and a lot more. We're seeing a lot more black people voting for Trump.
We do.
I will say that. We are seeing a lot more black people voting for Trump. They realize they've been played.
I've got to say this. CNN, when they come out with the polls about black men black men for Trump, it's significantly less for Commie Cammy than it is for Donald Trump compared to Obama. The numbers are, I mean, Commie Cammy's numbers are tanking. They're getting desperate. Let's finish this clip because we're getting short on time. Okay, let's go ahead and continue the clip from where we left off and then end it at 48:55. Go ahead.
Raphael Warnock knows this is bullshit, okay? The reason he's floating that, Democrats never say anything by mistake. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say that. They screw up sometimes. Let me correct that. They will float, this is a better way to say it, they will float trial balloons to left-wing media people to make sure they don't get a lot of kind of spillback and spillover on it. Nobody said anything. Now they know they can run with this. They've already planted the seed that hand counting, which increases accuracy of the vote count, could lead to potential cheating. That way, if they lose Georgia and it's not a blowout, I promise you, you'll remember this show, they're going to say, it was the hand counting, we won this thing. We went to the spin, and this thing is going to be litigated to Hades. I'm telling, how many receipts I got to bring you? I told you in the beginning of the show, are you ready for the chaos? If you really believe they're going to let us win on election night and then let us swear in January, you're out of your mind. I'm not telling you second, we're going to do it no matter what if we win. It's happening. The transfer of power is happening. I'm telling you, they're going to do everything in their power to stop it.
You can cut it.
And by the way,
yeah, I thought about that too on a way to secure it. You'd almost have to do it in some way to where that you take control of the machines at a certain point. Like election night at midnight, the second it closes in there, that the machines are seized.
You know the place is locked, happen, right?
I know it's not gonna, but you know, there's ways that this could be done.
Yeah,
but they just and we've pissed away another 4 years of not getting everything in place. We're still arguing over people that don't even live here voting.
Yeah, and dead people.
How is that even an argument? You know, that's the part that floors me, and that's why they allow these immigrants in. The borders are because their votes for her. That's not, nobody's making that up. That's a fact.
Yep.
That is an absolute fact. They've made Donald Trump out to be a tyrant. But listen, if we get out there and vote, and we did, and I just did my absentee thing, okay? Because I'm not going to be able to vote in the States. I won't be in the States. But I'm just telling you, you don't have any excuse not to do it. Do it.
No good excuse unless you're in ICU.
Well, ICU, legs up in traction. Move for it on to your life. Go out for you.
Well, we can pull a Jimmy Carter and take you in. There you like go. That.
Cart your ass right on top.
Disgraceful.
I can't believe it. Disgraceful. And that's an ex-president. That is disgraceful. That really, really, really is. I'm appalled at that.
Folks, that'll do it for us today. God bless each and every one of you. Pray for our country. Pray for Donald Trump, his safety. Pray for J.D. Vance. Just pray. God bless you.